Fall is my favorite time of year. There is so much to enjoy. Cooler weather, fall colors, and the chance to get out into the woods with family and friends. The week before Halloween, I spent a few days bird hunting with two longtime friends. My aim seemed to tilt in favor of the grouse, but a fun time was had by all. We were hunting with two English setters, both excellent pointers that gave us plenty of opportunities. When the dog went on point, my friend would call out the distance and direction. For example, 45 yards southeast, under the big pine. On numerous occasions, I would look for the big pine, but only see a fir or spruce. After a day of big pine misidentification, the professor and me kicked in, and we spent 10 minutes on field dendrology discussing and identifying the needle-bearing trees of northern Wisconsin. These include the pines, firs, spruce, cedars, hemlock, and tamarack. This is not uncommon. Many people automatically call any tree with needles a pine tree. Let's spend a few minutes talking about the needle-bearing trees native to Wisconsin. Do you remember learning about taxonomy in middle school biology, the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom? From broad to specific, all organisms can be grouped into kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and species. We are most familiar with the last two categories of genus and species. For example, all pines fall into the genus Pinus, which includes the more specific species, such as Pinus strobus for white pine and Pinus resinosa for red pine. The confusing part is that all of these scientific names are in Latin. The beauty is that there is only one scientific name for each tree. A tree may have several common names such as red pine and Norway pine, which is the same tree, Pinus resinosa. If we go up the taxonomy scale to the phylum level, trees in Wisconsin and trees anywhere in the world can be divided into two main groups. The first group contains the gymnosperms, which have exposed seeds. The second group contains angiosperms, whose seeds are encapsulated. All needle trees in Wisconsin are gymnosperms and can be further defined as conifers. The word conifer means that they all have cones, and the naked seed is released when the cone opens. In contrast, angiosperms have broad leaves, which are deciduous, meaning the leaf only lasts one growing season. A few Wisconsin examples include oak, maple, and aspen, whose seeds are encapsulated. The oak seed is encapsulated in the acorn. The maple seed is encapsulated in the samara, or helicopter, and the aspen seed is encapsulated in the capsule. The angiosperms are what brings tourists to northern Wisconsin each fall to see our amazing fall color show. Now let's get back to Wisconsin's needled trees, starting with the pines. Native Wisconsin pines include red, white, and jack pine. They are easy to tell apart from the spruces and firs, since pine needles are grouped in bundles called fascicles. Red pine needles are the longest, 4 to 6 inches, and grouped in fascicles of 2. White pine needles are mid-length, 2 to 4 inches, and grouped in fascicles of 5. Jack pine needles are the shortest of the three, about 1.5 inches, grouped in fascicles of 2. Our native pines are easy to tell apart, so there are no excuses for grouse hunters in the woods. We have one native fir in Wisconsin, the balsam fir, a popular Christmas tree because of its wonderful fragrance. You might say that it smells like pine, but it actually smells like balsam fir. Short needles about 1 inch long, with 2 silvery stripes on the bottom. Large blisters of pitch can be found under the bark on the main stem. When hunting, you can almost guarantee that you'll be bent over crawling through the thick balsam branches when the grouse flushes. We have two native spruces in Wisconsin, the white spruce and black spruce. On the white spruce, the needles are about 3/4 inches long, with the needles crowded to the top of the stems. On the black spruce, the needles spread in all directions. Black spruce grow in wetter locations, so if you're finding woodcock, black spruce may be near. A brief note on the remaining needled trees. Eastern hemlock has the shortest needles. They're flat, about 2/3 inches long. Northern white cedar needles don't look like needles at all. They're flat and scale-like. Also called the arborvitae, there are many varieties used in landscaping that will be very popular with the hungry deer. Finally, the eastern red cedar is not a cedar at all. It's a juniper. Its needles are scale-like, about 1/16 inches long. One more point of confusion is that not all needle trees in Wisconsin are evergreen. Evergreen means the needles last more than one growing season. Tamarack are deciduous. Their needles turn yellow and drop in the fall. All of the needled trees native to Wisconsin are evergreen except for the tamarack. As a side note, all of our log buildings on Kemp Station are built with tamarack logs. Without a doubt, I should pay more attention to the birds when I'm out in the woods, but I can't help myself. Let's call a balsam fir what it is and save under the big pine for the real pine trees. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovee from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.